We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Limits. Let's get back to our six pack. Paul has come way down since his initial road rage rant, and I feel like this is having the desired effect. What's next? I'll tell you what's next if you crack one. Please. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. Paul, thoughts?
He shouldn't have, but whatever. I mean, again, as I said on Twitter, and I've created some sort of a storm. If we're going to retroactively enforce NIL rules, basically, is what we're doing. If you read the statement as to why, you know, or whatever the quote that came out was basically like, well, in light of the way that college football and college basketball and college athletics has gone these days, it doesn't feel right that we should punish Reggie Bush for, you know, okay. Well, in the way that, you know, the light the rules are now. And the way that they are, we shouldn't punish, for instance, UMass because Marcus Camby got a necklace and some cash when he was playing. So we should restore their Final Four, correct? Because, I mean, under today's rules, he'd have been fine. And how many other, you know, Bobby Bowden, how many, he vacated 30 wins. Jim Boeheim vacated 100 and some wins. I mean,
those are all different situations,
but
though, aren't
some
they?
Some are, but for the most part, you know, Boeheim's first issue was the first time he got put on probation was about money. My point is, and I'll even take it one step further. Louisville lost the national championship largely because they were paying players, and also because, you know, they had strippers at recruits. Well, you know what? There's what. Can't cheerleaders be a part of your NIL collective, I guess? Actually, they're not allowed to. I don't think so. But my point is, if we're going to retroactively, you know, apply rules of today to the way that it was enforced back then every single situation where someone had to vacate a win or a national championship or a Final Four because players got paid or received improper benefits, everyone should be restored.
Well, the difference here is this isn't the NCAA. This is the Heisman Trophy Trust. So they're making their own decision without the NCAA involved. And I agree with it. I mean, we could also go back and punish people retroactively, you know, like the UCLA dynasty under John Wooden.
Right.
But he never should have been denied his Heisman Trophy in the first place. So I have no problem with him getting it back because it was a joke that he was ever denied it. So I understand what you're saying, that what are we going to do now? Go back and retroactively award? Maybe we should, by the way. Maybe we should look at it. Maybe we should admit that the entire culture of college sports has been tainted with illegal payments since the beginning of time.
Exactly.
So go back and retroactively, at least in situations where that was the issue, go and by the way, well, no, that wouldn't make sense to go back and enforce it against UCLA because they would be forgiven. Yeah, go back through time and forgive it and say, listen, We know this was a hypocritical joke the whole way through, and that we had certain people we went after, like Jerry Tarkanian, and certain people we didn't, like John Wooden, the whole time, and it was a joke. So reinstate whatever they took away from the Fab Five, from UMass with Calipari. I'm all for that. Go back and do it.
Right. That's my only point. My point is, if the logic that we're going to use is that the rules have changed and people are allowed to get goods and services. And
the logic is that the rules were hypocritically ridiculous in the first place.
Either way, they were the rules.
Well, sometimes there's bad rules.
Right, but again, you don't get to basically say we're going to retroactively enforce the rules.
But you do get to if you're the Heisman Trust. They just did.
Well, they did. My point is,
what's more hypocritical, what they did or charging people with cheating in the first place like they did Reggie Bush? Which is more hypocritical?
Well, what do you mean hypocritical? I don't know what you mean.
Well, you're saying they're hypocritical right now, right?
No, I'm just saying that if this is the logic that they're using, that we're going to retroactively, the rules were different back then, but we're going to retroactively change the rules. Think about how many rules in sports change over the course of years and time.
Yeah, well, some of them are really bad, and that's where the word hypocritical comes in. We're going to go after Reggie Bush when we know millions of other guys through the history of sports have done the same or worse.
Joe, we're talking about two different things here.
No, we're not. I'm talking about a bad rule that the Heisman Trust is finally saying, you know what, this was ridiculous ever denied him in the first place. Let's give him his rightful Heisman Trophy.
It was a bad rule, but it was a rule.
Yeah.
It was a bad rule, but it was a rule.
And now they're making it right.
How are they making it right?
Because they never should have taken it away in the first place. It would be like if I put you in jail for a crime you didn't
commit.
So
they shouldn't have.
So if I put you in jail for a crime you never committed.
Here's the thing. The crime actually was committed.
Was it? What did he do?
He got extra benefits. He got all kinds of extra benefits for him and his family. Things that were by rule, which, by the way, I don't necessarily agree with the rules.
Yeah.
But they were the rules. So he broke the rules, okay? It's kind of like this. Say, I don't know, in 1995, I was standing out on the corner, right? Smoking a doobie larger than Cheech and Chong's biggest one. And I got arrested. And it was the third time I got arrested for it, and they put me in jail for 8 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Should you have to serve the whole 8-year sentence?
I served the 8-year sentence, so now it's 2003. Now we move forward to today when it's legal, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what? I broke the law back then. So I should still have a felony on my record, yes.
Well, if the law says I can put you in prison for a maximum of 8 years and they put you in and in the fourth year, they say, you know what, this was ridiculous for smoking weed. We're going to let you out of jail. Would you say, no, I'd rather stay?
Well, that would be part of my parole.
Maybe.
That would be part of my sentencing. My point is, when the rule was in place, the rule was broken. Whether you and I agree with the rule,
Now they're making a new rule. You can give the Heisman Trophy back. Do you agree with that rule?
It's fine, but my point is, why stop there?
I know. That's
why
your
stop
point.
There? My point is...
Don't stop there. Go back and reinstate the Fab Five. Reinstate banners.
Everything.
Do it.
Do it all.
I would. Because it was a hypocritical, ridiculous rule they never should have been subjected to in the first place.
So you think that rules that were in place?
I don't think every rule that's put in place should be lauded and necessarily
followed.
I'm not
saying it was lauded. I think, but again, if it's the rule, it's the rule.
Yeah.
I'm going to break a rule because I don't like it. If that was the case, we'd have a lawless society.
So every bad rule, do you follow every rule?
I don't think anybody does.
Right. Are some rules really, really stupid and bad?
Sometimes, yes. But my point is, if there are rules, then you got to try and, you know what I mean?
No matter who makes the rules.
If you're not going to enforce your own rules, if you're the NCAA, you put in rules. If you're not going to enforce
but
your own rules.
But this wasn't the NCAA that reversed this. It's the Heisman Trust.
I understand that. My point is, they originally took it from him based on NCAA rules.
Yes. And so now maybe they're enlightened to how ridiculous those rules were.
Then that's fine. My thing about it is, if you're going to do this, you better reinstate every single thing.
I would, yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that rules that were designed to try and protect amateurism were bad. All of them.
No, they were just hypocritical because everybody was cheating anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, but some people didn't get caught.
I know.
I mean...
But,
does it make it hypocritical?
Well, they didn't. Then you would have to look at why they didn't get caught. Maybe they weren't looking for John Wooden's teams, right? Maybe that would cause a major problem. Anyway,
I would agree that
I'm sure there's a lot of different opinions on this. We've spent too much time drinking this one. Let's crack another. Limits. Caitlin Clark, $28 million over 8 years from Nike. Thoughts?
That's called the marketplace. Supply and demand. That's how the free market is supposed to work. Do you see what's happening? All the teams that the Indiana Fever are going to play on the road.
Yeah.
A bunch of them have moved to bigger arenas.
Yes.
For that game specifically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. People want to watch her play. So I was actually surprised it wasn't higher, if anything. I'll be very honest. I was surprised it wasn't higher.
But I think, isn't that the largest one for a female athlete?
I believe so, yes.
I mean, again, you know, think about how much interest, how much money or whatever, you know, how interest leads to, you know, money, obviously, in terms of TV ratings and ticket sales and everything. Think about how much she has been worth over the last 2 years.
People in that league and everywhere else in women's sports should be unbelievably grateful that this is happening. Here's a chart I'm looking at. WNBA draft viewership on TV. Since the year 2001, it never went above 500,000 viewers until last year when it was like 600,000. This year, it went up to 2.5 million. Never above 500, yeah. Except for a little tiny
more
bit.
More than five times.
What percent increase is that? Can you figure that out?
Five times. It's a 500% increase, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm not good at math, but that sounds right.
Thank you, City Limits. All right, and thank you for that six-pack. It was wonderfully soothing for
everyone. I definitely think I'm with you. I can't believe it's only $28 million.
I mean, I don't have a good grasp of what the marketplace is necessarily, but my brain doesn't really work that way. If I had read a headline yesterday that said Caitlin Clark signs $100 million deal with Nike, I wouldn't have even blinked. It wouldn't have surprised me one bit. So I'm surprised it's that low, honestly. All right, let's get to the general. General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. For your chance to win the Carter Cards of the Week, go to our website, 937thefan.com. And right around noon, between Wednesday or Friday, who is a guest for the Card of the Week? I'm going to say it's going to be Bailey Falter. Paul?
I'm going to say it's going to be a Reggie Bush rookie card.
Bailey Falter was also my guess, but I'll go Andrew McCutchen with two back-to-back with games with back-to-back home runs.
Very nice, City Limits. What do we got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. All great guesses, but Bailey Falter, not valuable enough of a card. Reggie Bush, not valuable enough of a card. Going a little bit off the Pittsburgh grid today, but somebody who deserves recognition. How about the Joker? We're going with Nikola Jokic. If you're paying attention to the NBA playoffs, not only does he triple-double every night, it's 30, 15, and 15.
Do you have a card of his brother beating anybody up?
I don't. Maybe that'll be a future segment. But
all right.
Today what we have is a Donruss rookie card for what could be three-time MVP.
That's awesome. And that's quite a treat. And you're a very generous man, General. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll also throw in a Bailey Falter and a Reggie Bush.
There we go.
All right. There we go.
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
It's a three-pack instead of a six-pack, but we'll get it done for you.
Consider it done. There you go. Starkey's Card of the Week. Thank you, General. And your
all right,
chance.
You guys have a good week.
Your chance to win it Wednesday through Friday around noon, 937thefan.com contesting page. We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7 The Fan for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The 5-Alarm Fan 5-Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. And Paul, you put on, and so did I, some of that firefighter garb the other day,
right.
And it was unimaginable to actually picture ourselves in a situation where you have to wear that around as you're fighting a fire. It's unreal what these guys do, isn't it?
No, I mean, in the pants and the coat, I don't know how much they weighed. But I couldn't imagine trying to like climb up a ladder or run in up down steps and those and that. Especially, oh by the way, you're running up and down steps in, you know, probably what, 150 degree heat or something, whatever it is that, you know, with the fire raging. It's incredible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.